Iranians rallied and chanted outside the British embassy in Tehran after Iran launched an unprecedented attack on Israel on Saturday. This man says,
I have not seen anywhere in any country that people are happy with an attack on another country in a war, but tonight the people deprive themselves of sleep to express here and understand how important this war is to us and that we are happy about this attack on the country of Israel.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden and his national security team have been monitoring the situation. U.S. forces shot down some Iran-launched attack drones flying toward Israel. Iran had vowed revenge since an April 1st airstrike in Syria killed two Iranian generals inside an Iranian consular building. Iran accused Israel of being behind the attack. Israel military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said that the country's military, in coordination with its allies, shot down about 200 drones.
A number of Iranian missiles fell inside Israeli territory, causing minor damage to a military base with no casualties. Only one little girl has been hurt, and we hope she will be well.
Chinese state media reports a top-ranking official has reaffirmed ties with North Korea during a meeting with the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, in the capital, Pyongyang. Visited by Zhao Li, who ranks third in the ruling Communist Party hierarchy and heads the ceremony parliament, comes as tensions are again on the rise as North Korea test fires missiles to intimidate both South Korea and its ally, the United States. This is VOA News. The last of 174 people stranded in a cable car high above a mountain in southern Turkey were brought to safety Saturday, nearly 23 hours after one pod hit a pole and burst open, killing one person and injuring seven when they plummeted to the rocks below. The Interior Minister announced the successful completion of the rescue operation on X Saturday afternoon. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on Ukraine's military admitting that conditions are getting worse in the war.
Ukraine warns of a significantly worsening battlefield situation. Ukraine's military chief is warning that the battlefield state in the country's east has recently significantly worsened, with warmer temperatures allowing Russian forces to launch a fresh push along several stretches of the front line. General Oleksandr Syrsky says Moscow has ramped up its assaults since President Putin extended his nearly quarter-century rule in a preordained election. According to Syrsky, Russian forces are actively attacking Ukrainian positions in three areas of the eastern Donetsk region. It comes as the war in Ukraine enters its third year and a vital U.S. aid package is stuck in Congress. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on lower than expected usage of a new drug that can slow the effects of Alzheimer's disease.
It's been more than a year since Leqembi was approved, and yet sales of the drug have lagged and treatment systems remain complicated. More than 6 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease. There's no cure, but Leqembi is found to clear a sticky brain protein called amyloid that's a key indicator of Alzheimer's. The drug maker says hospitals and health systems have needed more time than expected to set up their systems for delivering Leqembi, which requires regular infusions and imaging scans. Some health insurers have rejected coverage, and doctors expect some patients will hesitate to take Leqembi, given the subtlety of the improvement it provides and the risk of brain swelling and bleeding. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The judge in the Donald Trump hush money criminal case has turned down the former president's request to postpone his trial because of publicity about the case. It is now the latest in a string of delayed denials that Trump has gotten from various courts this week alone as he fights to stave off the trial's start on Monday with jury selection. Among other things, Trump's lawyers argue that the jury pool has deluged with what the defense sees and is exceptionally prejudicial news coverage of the case. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.